Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I am very thrilled to talk all about your under eyes. And one of the most common questions I get is, what do I do about my tired eyes? Patients can notice tired under eyes even starting in their 20s. So sometimes it's hereditary and you're born with it. Sometimes you can thank mom and dad for the loss of fat pads and just deep sunken hollows under the eyes. Other times it's something that you're doing in your routine. So let's talk today about what are the common things that cause those spooky eyes since Halloween is coming, and I don't want any of my beauties to have spooky eyes. There's so many things you can do today to improve your appearance, and you don't have to just rely on concealers. So when I first see a patient, one of the first things I do actually is remove all that concealer because I definitely want to check the anatomy under the eyes. Remember, the eyes have some of the most delicate anatomy of the body. This is some of the thinnest skin of the body, and your eye literally blinks like 20,000 times per 24-hour period. So that's a lot of repetitive motion and crinkling. Remember, skin is like a piece of paper. The more it crinkles, the more it's going to get wrinkles, fine lines, and deeper crow's feet. So one of the best things to do when I'm looking at a patient's face is I'll assess their skin, I'll look at their texture, the crepiness, the elasticity of the skin, and then I'll look at the deeper level. We'll look at the fat pads under the eyes. Do they have bulging? We'll look at the muscle layer. Do they have good, strong muscles that hold in the fat, or do they have poochiness because their orbicularis eye muscles are a little wimpy and fat is protruding? There's lots of different things in your anatomy that cause under eye problems. So solutions. Let's give you some solutions. If you're a person who has crepiness and fine lines around the eye, I want you to think of two things. Number one, am I taking good care of my skin? Am I using a really good medical grade skincare? I know you guys shop at Sephora and Nordstrom's, but just remember the products there are super lovely, expensive, delicious perfumes, but they don't have a ton of active ingredients. So 2% active ingredients by law in most of those products, and physician grade skincare can have up to 20% active ingredients. So always do your homework and always invest in the best quality skincare. I love to use an eye cream that has Retin-A in it. And Retin-A is your number one collagen building product. So Retin-A is going to really help with fine lines and wrinkles, building padding so you don't get thin and crepey tissues like grandma skin. We're all headed towards getting grandma skin, and I love grandma. However, it's important to do what you can to build the padding around the eyes. So if you have thin skin there, a great eye cream is important. When you smile, if you crinkle around the corners of the eyes, those happy smile lines, we also call them crow's feet. They look lovely and happy when you're 20 and 30, and then as you get to be 40, 50, 60, they get really entrenched and they get to be like crow's feet, which is not at all a romantic notion. It's just, you know, a deep linear creasing around the sides of the eyes. I definitely recommend Botox for those areas. When you have crow's feet, you can eliminate the lines if they're very fine lines with Botox, and we might use a dose of 12 to 15 units usually is adequate around each eye, or about 24 units for both eyes is what's currently FDA approved and recommended. I like to place Botox in a position where it's not going to affect your smile muscles. We don't want a Botox too low because it can give kind of an artificial smile look when you smile and your eyes don't crinkle at all. We don't want to look like a frozen person. So one thing to consider when you're talking to your injector is just remind them that you just still want to have a really dynamic and bubbly smile, and you want to be able to smile with your eyes. We call that smiling with your eyes. So think about Botox for crinkles, wrinkles, and lines around the side of the eyes. If you have crepiness under the eye, that is a sign of volume loss. And the eye skin starts to bunch up and seems to be like it's missing some volume. And that's the instance where we need to think about under eye filler. So there are very thin fillers available for that kind of crepey skin that needs to look rehydrated and smoothed and supple. And remember, the eyes, under the eyes, is often thought of like a balloon. If a balloon loses air, it gets more crepey and crinkly. As I add back some filler volume, You're going to get smoothening and softening. So if you're just starting to see lots of these crinkles and the Botox is just not doing it, think about under eye filler. If you are someone who has dark, dark circles under your eyes, that can be hereditary. And I want you to do a little test where you pull the skin down away from your eye socket. And if you're able to see that dark pigmentation pulling down and away with the skin, then just remember that you probably have dermal tattooing with melanin and pigment kind of tattooed into the skin itself. And in those instances, you definitely want to use a bleaching cream or bleaching pad to lighten the dark pigmentation. And I have a delicious, wonderful bleaching pad. I love it for all over the face use. And I use them pretty regularly all through the summer to prevent dark pigment from getting really burnt into my skin. And they have kojic acid, ascorbic acid, all kinds of brighteners, hydroquinone up to 6, 8, or 10%. So it's a really excellent brightener. And I use that one full pass over the full face, and then it's safe enough to use in the under eye dark circles. So remember, if you're dark under your eyes, think about treating dark pigmentation. Also, think about treating your allergies. Patients who have dark circles under the eyes often have dark circles related to the veins. And you can see the blue veins through the skin, and it often shows through as kind of a, you know, bluish pigmentation that reads tired. And I call those allergic shiners. And patients who have that really need to try an allergy pill once a day for about a month to see terrific improvement in the blue discoloration. So Zyrtec, Claritin, any of the over-the-counter allergy pills are great for that. And simple experiments for you to try here. So pull down on the skin, check for pigment. Try some allergy pills for a few weeks. Check and see if your puffiness and your coloration gets better. And then look in the mirror, close one eye, and push down on the other eye. As you push on that eye, you might be able to see some fat protruding under the eyelid. If you're a person who has under eye bulges or under eye fat pads, bags under the eyes, we want to check and see, is it just a bag of skin or is it a bag of fat pads? And when you depress that eye gently with your finger, you push lightly, you can see fat pads protruding. We want to be super careful when you have fat pads under the eyes. We don't want anyone to inject filler into those fat pads, and we kind of want to stay quite far away from them with filler. Remember, filler loves water. Filler is hydrophilic, and it'll draw water into those areas. And even though I never put filler near fat pads, sometimes they take up the neighborhood swell. So if I put some nice juicy filler, you might get some transient under eye swelling. And that's why I always recommend that if you have significant enough fat pads under your eye, you definitely should think of surgery. So I do lower eyelid and upper eyelid blepharoplasty. That's the surgery where we take the fat pads out from inside the eyelid, often without any external scars. It's really quite magical. And that will give a wonderful smoothening and get rid of that fat pad and the bulge that you really can't conceal very well. Let's say that you never, ever, ever want to think of surgery, then you can think about under eye filler. So under eye filler is terrific for younger people, people who have a very small fat pad to conceal, and people who just want to look instantly brighter and fresher. We are all going to age and require some under eye filler at some point if we want to stay fresh, hydrated, and bright under the eyes. Gradually, the fat that you're born with in the infraorbital area under the eye and in the cheek is going to diminish just with time and with the aging process, and there's no way around that. So I do recommend when you're starting to see under eye hollow to go ahead and treat that with a small amount of filler. And some of my pointers for filler, I would tell you guys, always start with a conservative amount of filler. Number one would probably be always see a great injector and be sure they're board certified and be sure that they are entitled to be in your face near your eyes, because I'm telling you, these days we have OB-GYN doctors injecting faces and eyes, and I'm not so sure how I feel about that. I think if you're capable of doing surgery around the eyes, you're qualified to do filler there. I think if you're a really excellent, talented injector who's credentialed, qualified, and you've been trained and studied in the anatomy, then that's fine. But do your homework and find a good person. And number two, demand a cannula. Around the eyes, it's usually the safest way to go. I think you know, in the past I've injected under eyes with needles and it is still safe to do. However, if you want to really avoid bruising, have a pretty painless experience and have, you know, a really safe outcome, I think a cannula, which is a special blunt tip needle, is the best. And lastly, I would say start with a moderate to conservative amount of filler. So probably half a syringe to one syringe under each eye is a totally great way to start. You never want to overdo it and overcorrect. I see too many bulgy, bloaty looking eyes walking around Beverly Hills these days and in LA, and I don't want to have to dissolve filler. I'd rather just add gradually to get to a good point, to a point when you see instant correction. So those are some of the important tips and tricks when it comes to taking care of your eyes. To recap, we said use a great eye cream product, something that builds your collagen and gives you good skin quality. Use Botox. Remember, you don't need to get repetitive crinkling around the eyes. Remember, when you look hollow, it may be from volume loss. And always consider a great injector or surgery sometimes to fix those under eye hollows. And lastly, don't forget about pigmentation and allergies. And those are my tips and tricks. Hopefully we can prevent those spooky eyes and keep our eyes bright and beautiful. I know you guys know that the eyes are the window to the soul, and definitely start fixing them when you see minor small areas that bug you. Don't wait till there's a big problem. And that's it for now. For those of you who want to find me on my Instagram, it's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same name. And we have an amazing YouTube channel as well. Watch all our videos and learn lots of good tips and tricks. Remember to check out my amazing skincare. It's Katie Skincare on our website. For those of you who haven't yet joined our secret Facebook group, it's called Beauty Bites. Become a beauty biter and you will get free samples, coupons, and invitations to some of our best deals out there. So nice to hear from people who've listened to the podcast and reviewed it. We always love to send you guys a free sample of our skincare. If you do that and screenshot and send us by DM or email your address and your info, and we're happy to send you a really cute sample of my wonderful Diamond Line Refine Retin-A product or our neck cream. And I hope you guys will tune in next time. Don't forget to stay beautiful.